This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Wednesday, May 14th, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Market Intel. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Nally. Well, the massive budget legislation Republicans are trying to push through the House offers tax and commodity program benefits likely to help a broad range of farmers and others in agribusiness. The tax proposals approved by the Ways and Means Committee today include an increase in the Section 199A deduction for pass-through business income, increases in business expensing provisions, and changes in rules for commodity program payments to go with higher reference prices for commodities. In addition to making the 2017 tax cuts permanent, the 199A business income deduction would increase from 20 to 23%. Chuck Conner, president and CEO of the National Council of Farmer Cooperatives, said making Section 199 permanent gives farmers and co-ops the confidence to plan for the future, invest in their operations, and continue feeding a growing world. Now more than ever, producers need smart, forward-looking tax policy as they adapt to rapidly changing marketplace. House Republican budget reconciliation proposals would make historic cuts to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program and Medicaid that could have a substantial impact on rural communities, according to advocates. Anti-hunger and rural health groups have been rallying against potential cuts to SNAP and Medicaid since the beginning of the reconciliation process. The House Agriculture Committee now aims to cut $290 billion, nearly 30% of SNAP costs, in the next decade. Anti-hunger groups warn that the bill could threaten SNAP entirely in some states. Katie Berg, food assistance policy analyst at the Center for Budget and Policy Priorities, said the order of magnitude of people who would be cut off SNAP entirely is millions. The order of magnitude of people who would see a reduction in benefits either right away or in the future is millions. Added together, this would be the single largest cut to food assistance in history if it was enacted. One cost-saving measure would prevent future benefit increases through adjustments in the Thrifty Food Plan, which is based on food costs. Last year, about 41 million people used SNAP. It offers $6.16 per day in benefits. Perhaps the most controversial measure in the bill would shift some SNAP costs to the states for the first time. Currently, the federal government is responsible for 100% of the program costs. House Agriculture Committee suggests moving some of the cost to states starting in 2028 with the full amount of the cost share determined by state SNAP error rates. Under the proposal, all states would start at a 5% cost share. Error rates could see states paying up to 25% of the cost of the SNAP program. American Soybean Association President Caleb Ragland told senators today U.S. trade policies are compounding pre-existing economic challenges, putting farmers on course for a crisis at a scale not seen since the 1980s. The Kentucky farmer described several years of falling prices, higher input costs to members of the Senate Finance Committee during a hearing on supply chains and trade challenges. "It's already tough. You add a trade war, and it takes it to a whole nother level," Ragland said. Ragland described the situation as reminiscent of the farm crisis of the 1980s that devastated our farm economy. "There are significant differences between then and now. The farm debt-to-asset ratio exceeded 20% at its peak in 1985. The USDA says the ratio was 12.8%. Income is forecast higher for this year, but largely because of government payments. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Market Intel. Trade, taxes, labor, and farm bill. Get deep insights from Farm Bureau economists on these priorities and more. Go to fb.org/marketintel. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.